The Prime Minister is trying to calm some of his colleagues as he braces for what's expected to be the Coalition's 30th straight news poll loss next week. Malcolm Turnbull set the same benchmark as one of the reasons for challenging Tony Abbott in 2015. As he tries to get his own MPs to look beyond the poll, former Prime Minister John Howard has also weighed in, urging the Coalition to put on a united front. For more, I'm joined by political reporter Stephanie Boris. Stephanie, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has tried to stay ahead of the game here by appealing to his colleagues to look at the positives.
That's right, Kim. It's all about trying to talk about policy and not news poll, which comes out on Monday. Now, Mr. Turnbull is blaming the media for the focus on this opinion poll, but it's important to remember he was the one that put news poll in the spotlight in 2015 when he said that was one of the reasons Tony Abbott had to go, because the Coalition had lost 30 consecutive news polls to Labor under his watch. But that appears it now will happen under Malcolm Turnbull's watch on Monday. But Mr. Turnbull's trying to spin the outcome in a different light. He's urging his restless colleagues to consider real polls, such as state elections and the Bennelong by-election, which the Liberals won, and they're the polls that really matter. So Mr. Turnbull's spoken to the Australian Financial Review, hoping to reach out not only to his colleagues, but also to voters to publicise his achievements, saying when he put his hand up for the job in 2015, he made a number of promises, and among them a stronger economy for Australia, and he said he is achieving that, citing job growth as well.
Now, John Howard has weighed into the current state of the Coalition. What's he had to say?
Well, he's pointed out the obvious, saying voters won't respond well to the Coalition at the next federal election if they keep focusing on themselves instead of policy. So he used his interview on 7:30 last night to remind MPs they're in a privileged position and they need to use their time wisely while they're here in Canberra. So we've seen recently a number of public spats that MPs say are about policy, such as energy, but realistically they're also about trying to undermine the Prime Minister. So John Howard says he doesn't actually detect any desire within the Liberal Party for a change of leader, but he does acknowledge there is disunity within the party at the moment, and he's urging MPs to bury their differences.
There's a collective responsibility to get the act together. It's not just the responsibility of the leader. He's got to inspire and encourage, but the relationship between a Prime Minister and the party is he's the first amongst equals. It means that the rest of the party has got to recognise his primacy, but he's got to respect their equality, and they've got to work together in, I think, a far more purposeful way than has been evident.
Former Prime Minister John Howard on 7:30. Stephanie, as you mentioned, one of the policies Coalition members have been bickering over is energy. Any signs the Prime Minister has sorted that out?
Well, a small number of Conservative MPs want the government to help fund coal-fired power stations. That doesn't look likely, but another way around that, the Prime Minister is trying to pressure AGL into selling its Liddell coal-fired power station, which is due to shut down in 2022. AGL isn't actively looking for buyers. It's not putting a for sale sign out the front of its plant, so to speak, but it has said it will consider any credible offers it receives. So behind the scenes, the government is working there with the private sector to see what could be done.
Political reporter Stephanie Boris, thank you.